And we are back. The morning show, Mountain Home Radio. Well, sometimes patience is a virtue, Tony. I'm just going to say.
We solve a lot of problems during the break, don't we?
We've talked about this with many different, even politicians. We could get the right group of people in here. We could solve the entire world's problems right here in this whole 12 by 12. So right now, we do need to talk about things in the gardening world. And I'm going to start things off with the Baxter County Fair. I was over there this year's fair, and you guys had a magnificent display set up over there in the education building.
Well, that's thanks to everybody that puts entries in. That's not necessarily the master gardeners.
Exactly true, yes.
So, yeah, absolutely. We thank everyone for doing it, for coming out, and get ready for next year.
I just want to say really quickly, I've been having an argument with a gentleman next door to me over here at the barbershop. Andy and I were discussing cucumbers quite specifically, and he had never heard of a burpless cucumber before. And, well, you guys had one in the fair this year. I got a picture of it. So, you guys did you help me out a little bit. I had some documentation that I was able to provide.
I tell you, if you want documentation on odd things like that, go to Territorial Seed Company because they sell a great variety of vegetables.
Okay.
Right? And they organize their catalog by species, tomatoes, by cucumbers, garlic, and then they list everything under it. But they have a little box with every plant that tells you everything you need to know about growing it, from propagating it, from planting the seed.
Oh, wow.
The pests you need to watch out for, how to harvest it, when to harvest it.
It's
an absolutely succinct type editor.
Fantastic.
Education
what
tool.
What is that website once again?
Territorial Seed Company.
Down and I'm going to be paying attention to it.
It's funny, I just popped open my phone and I'm looking here. I got Michigan bulbs, Kay Van Borgendine, Bonnie Plant. Everybody in the world is sending you stuff right now.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
This is prime time.
Yep.
So,
well, this is a great time to plant your bulbs.
Tom,
I dug up, I have a tree coming down that I had daffodils around. And I dug the daffodil bulbs out and I was sharing them. I had 800 bulbs under this one tree.
She didn't give me all of them.
Okay. No, I did. I only gave you about 100.
He's got enough, I think, right now.
I don't. But anyway, but they're out in the front by the mailbox. So y'all come by in the spring, and you're gonna see a beautiful display. I've got rose bushes. I planted about 8 or 9 new rose bushes out there, and I planted some beautiful these daffodils. And it's just, I don't know. That's just therapy for me, getting out there and doing digging in the dirt. And I live where I live. All these guides are coming by, and they stop and wave at me and look at me like, "Who's the crazy old man out there digging in there?"
They all know who you are.
But I do it with a smile on my face. I just absolutely love being out there.
Well, I'm going to stick with that theme here really quickly. It is a little bit of mental health when you're out there gardening.
Oh, absolutely.
You're doing a whole bunch for Tommy Hagen.
Well, depending on who you are, one thing that I'm hearing more and more of, we're hearing doctors now saying, get outside and play in your yard for a half hour to an hour a day now. Doctors are prescribing this as a relaxation method.
When I was working for a living, my therapy after a long, hard day was to go out and weed or something or water my pots and spend a half hour, 45 minutes out there. I just couldn't tell you how much it would just make you calm, a little bit serenity. Absolutely. It makes the world go away. He's right.
Well, I had somebody say it's a good way to earth yourself. And I don't know that I want to go that far, but that time we do spend outside, that can be very, very helpful for us on the mental side of things.
Without a doubt. It's good therapy for you. And it's fun. You have something that you can accomplish out there and enjoy for the whole day.
Well, and, you know, the old saying goes, if you wake up in the morning and you make your bed right away, at least you can say you've accomplished something.
You know, it's funny we're talking about this because I get up in the morning early. My girls get me up, my dogs. Anyway, I'm outside early, and I actually got an acre of property, and I mow 90% of it by hand because I can't play tennis anymore, but I can walk behind a lawnmower. And now I don't try to do it all in 5 minutes. I'll take a break, and I know what Gatorade tastes like, and I know to take a break and listen to you on the radio or whatever, but I take a break. But it's just therapy. It just makes me feel good.
Absolutely.
And I don't even put headphones on. I just get out there and do it.
Yes.
Because I just want to be all – I just want to – And again, I know people drive by and think I'm crazy, but I'm waving at them like, yeah, like the crazy old man on the river. But anyway, that's okay.
The birds in the trees, the bugs in the grass, just the noises associated with being out there. It's just a way to unplug and get away from that electronic thing we hold in our hands all day long.
Exactly. I've had folks come to my yard and say, my goodness, this is a lot of work. And I say, well, it's not work. It's my hobby.
Yeah.
This is what I do. This is what I enjoy, you know.
And her yard is beautiful. I went over to get those bulbs the other day, and you stand there and just look. It's like, dad, gum. Yes. This is beautiful. She's done a fantastic job.
But it's fun. It's what I do.
Well, it's just a way of getting out there and enjoying our own lives, living.
And it's healthy for you.
Yes.
You're moving around. You're bending.
Oh,
you're walking. Everything. It's good
for
your body.
Well, from a physical side, yes. Certainly. Yep.
And she has the deer named. They all come up and look. Hey, Miss Seal, how are you?
I'm just waiting for the ones over there eating your hostas to have name tags popping up.
They're going to have name tags.
I had two mamas grow their brood just opposite my gate, one on one neighbor's property and one on the other.
Perfect.
And I had three babies. One of them has not made it, but the other two, and those two just think they belong there. I had a contractor over the other day, and he says, oh, you got two fawns over there. I said, chase them away.
Yep.
They're beautiful,
but. So we do need to talk about stuff in the Master Gardener's world, and the fair was the most recent place we were able to see you guys out and about. You guys are back to having your monthly meetings after your summer break.
Yes, and we just had a great one. We had John Strew, who is a NAF member and used to own a greenhouse up in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yep.
We forgive him for being a Packers fan.
But he
talked about succulents, and he was so good that I had several members come up to me and say, bring him to the seminar. And I don't know that we're going to do that so quickly.
That's a great idea.
But he was quite good. And we enjoyed it.
We have two
great ones coming up to finish out the year.
Okay.
We have the Fulton County Extension agent, Corey Tyler, coming out October 12th.
All right.
To talk about vegetables.
Uh-huh.
And then November 9th, we have Donna Bond, who's one of the gals over at Kelly Thomas up on 5 North.
Yep.
And she hadn't told us what she's talking about just yet.
Oh.
But everybody tells me that she's just an encyclopedia, so we're really looking forward to it.
Okay, so she may just drop some of the encyclopedic knowledge on you.
Whatever she is will be great.
There you go.
Public is welcome.
Yes.
A month and a half ago, we had Randy Forrest, who is our state Master Gardener coordinator, the new Janet Carson, so to speak, talking about greenhouses. And we got great publicity on that, and we had 25 members of the community who aren't members show up
for
the meeting, and we love it. We would love to have you come out for this at the Presbyterian Church. It's always the second Thursday of the month.
Yep.
We have it 9 months out of the year. I had to think about which months we don't do it. All right. But it's 1 to 3 p.m. Presbyterian Church. We'd love to have you.
Yep.
Watch our website, BaxterCountyMG.com, and look at the tab that says join us for our meeting, and it'll tell you everything you need to know.
The public is invited to attend, so if you hear us talking about a subject here on the radio and, ooh, that sounds like it's fascinating, go on over there and become a part of the meeting. You don't have to become a master gardener. You can still show up for the meetings.
Absolutely, and we will not strong-arm you to become a member. We'd love to have you, but we'll just love to have you at the meeting.
Now, one rumor that I've heard, Seal, and I'm hoping you can confirm this, I understand that occasionally there's a dessert or two baked up for this event.
I'm
eating the microphone trying to say that. But the first half of the meeting is our speaker, whoever he or she is, and they're fantastic.
Yep.
Then we take a break, and these ladies, a lot of ladies and a few guys, Tommy Hagen, me and Mrs. Harps have a deal. I bring cookies every time. So we bake those cookies
together. Martha makes some great cookies.
She makes some great cookies.
Yes.
But we get some good food, and we'll do that for 10 or 15 minutes, and then we go back, and then we do the business of the organization.
Right. Yep.
But you'll be there an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes, I guess. But it's you're with your friends, or you're with people that have like minds.
Like-minded.
And like this succulent deal, John, he and I go round and round because I'm a big Cowboy fan and he's a big Green Bay fan, but I love the kid, and he really, I got to give him credit. He did a fantastic job.
Yes.
And I learned stuff. I got excited about succulents, and that's not typically
not
one
your
of the
cup
things
of tea,
that
exactly,
I'm
yes.
my main thing, but I went and bought me one, to be honest with you.
Well, anyway. Well, you can just look at the standings now and just point to the standings, and you don't have to say a word. Just point to the standings. You'll be fine there.
Hey, I know this is a long season. I can't do that.
Well, this is true. And I'm thinking Green Bay may actually have a little bit more than people are thinking this year. That's just my
right
2 cents.
About that.
I don't dip much in that world anymore, but I do a little bit. But we do need to talk about the plant of the month. And as we slow down for the year, we do know this time of year, maybe a few things are dying back, but there's still a lot of great activities we can find and something to grow this year.
Without a doubt. Last month we teased you because we had Verbena benariensis.
Yes.
And I told you we talked this month about a nice companion plant
yes.
for it. And it's called Euphorbia marginata, or snow on the mountain.
Aha! Right?
And it is a drought-tolerant, poor soil-tolerant plant. Okay. Full sun, maybe some light shade in the afternoon, but mine are pretty much in full sun.
Okay.
I grew it up north. I grow it here. About 3 foot tall, 1 foot wide. It's native to Missouri and Arkansas, which is something I just learned when I was researching this.
Okay.
The one thing, it's an annual, but it seeds easily.
Aha, right? Okay.
It's a single stem. Plant with oval light green leaves, the upper leaves being striped or largely white margined. And then it gets little bracts of flowers in the middle of those.
Ooh.
And it's a great, and that variegation in the foliage is across the top of the plant, but it's multi-stem, so you get this whole effect.
Of snow on the mountain.
All right.
Oh, wow.
And it's a wonderful plant if you do bring flowers in to put in a vase to use as a backdrop for your big flowers.
Okay.
All right. It's a beautiful plant
gotcha.
For that.
Yeah.
All right. You do need to leave it up as it starts to die back, waiting for the seeds to form.
Okay.
Now you can pick the seeds, and they're light tan colored, about the size of a peppercorn.
Oh,
and
okay.
you can pick them and bring them in and restart them or
right.
whatever, or you can just let them drop.
Uh-huh.
And they will come back.
Now,
sometimes,
like that?
Sometimes when you do that, they don't quite come back in the same spot. So in the spring, you may have to dig up a
right,
few and move them.
Yep.
All right. And when you move them, they're going to go through a little bit of shock. Just keep them well watered until they stand up tall by themselves.
Gotcha.
And you'll be fine. They're pretty hardy, even though they will wilt when you first move them.
Well,
right?
listening to what you're saying, they're fairly friendly as far as weather conditions,
yes.
as soil conditions, and temperature
Absolutely.
Conditions.
The only downside is if you cut them, the sap may irritate your skin, and they're not good for cattle.
Okay.
You do have to be aware of that.
Gotcha.
But they're a great companion for the verbena we talked
right.
about, maybe for zinnias, and they're great in vases for anything you put in a flower
You're going to add a nice accent color to whatever you've got,
right.
it sounds like.
And in the spring, sometimes, if I get my stuff together quickly enough, that I have to wait for them to come up in the spring.
Oh.
But I do generally bring a few to the plant sale.
Aha.
So you can take a look for them there.
Now, I'm going to ask a question you may not be prepared to answer. We talk about this stuff on the air. Do you have all the same information available on your website also for somebody that's heard this? Hey, I'd like to find out more about this plant. Do you put this information up there on the website?
Absolutely. Our website does talk about the radio show.
Yep.
All right. Under public events, you will see it. And underneath there, we have a recording of most of our shows.
Yep.
But on the shows that we had some technical difficulties, you will still see the name of the plant of the month.
Fantastic.
So when you each show that we list, we talk about what we spoke about.
Right.
And we name the plant of the month so you can pick it up, research it, and see if you want it. But you also know that every plant of the month grows here. This is something I have grown personally.
Exactly,
right?
Yes. Yep.
Without a doubt, it's in my yard or it was in my yard, one or the other.
Exactly. So one or the other. We're at the point right now we can take a quick little break. Stop on by the website at
BaxterCountyMG.com.
Stop on by, check it out. All that information's there. It is time for our final break of the morning, and if everything goes according to plan, I will fire this thing off here in just a couple moments. There we go. You're listening to The Morning Show this morning, brought to you by your friends over at AR Ship. If you've got Medicare questions, they've got the answers that you need to give them a call, 1-800-224-6330. You're listening to The Morning Show this morning on KRZP 92.7. Time to wrap it up right after this break. And we are back. The Morning Show, Mountain Home Radio. Nothing like using up all the possible bumper music as we come back out of break. No line over there at the drive-thru at Hardee's. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Stop on by, get your breakfast over there at Hardee's. They've got a delicious spicy chicken sandwich. You can spice up your day with a little bit of Nashville chicken for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Stop on by over there at Hardee's. Get yourself some Nashville chicken. Get your day started off with a spicy start.
You get me hungry for chicken at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, you know, it's advertising. That's what it's all about. We have talked about the plant of the month. We've talked about some other stuff. We know we've got an upcoming meeting coming up here. What else is the Master Gardeners looking forward to as we wrap up 2023 right now?
March 2nd is our seminar, and as of tomorrow at 3 o'clock, we will have the topics picked out, so, next month we should have some information for you all there.
All right, fantastic.
And then we have plant sale the last Saturday of April, which I have already started digging up plants.
Okay. I was going to ask if you had any plants ready for that
just
one yet.
Just starting to do it, but it's the season to start doing it,
yes,
so we
it is.
Are.
Okay. Well, we are planning in advance for next year, so there's a lot of stuff going on. Now, I know there's a few folks out there, myself probably included, that are looking at stuff dying in their front yard. They don't know what to do, when to do, how to do it. If you're looking at some of the green stuff, right now is a really funny, friendly time of year because there's some good stuff out there with the rain, the cooler temperatures, some bad stuff out there, a little bit too much rain, a little too cool for some stuff. What are we looking at in our gardens right now specifically?
The mums are beautiful.
That's what I'm thinking. Yep. That's a great minds work a lot because I just bought a whole bunch more mums, and I love those guys.
Oh, yeah.
And same story, second verse. I put a bunch of them in pots on my driveway, walk out. 3 hours later, and it's laying over, and a dadgum deer or something, rat or somebody
yep.
eating part of the flowers off of them. But I love them. I love them. I love them. I just, mums just, this time of year, mums and fall just go hand in hand. And those guys, they won't all come back if you put them in the ground, but a whole bunch of them will. And I've got a bunch of them out in my yard, and it's going to, they've already started blooming, but another week or two, it's going to be showtime.
My wife got some seeds from them last year, and they're already starting to show a little bit of green. She just put them in the ground recently. So.
See, that's something I have not done. I've never grown mums from seeds because it's funny. Tommy Hagen is the cheapskate of the world, and I go by these stores when they're into the season, and they don't want those mum plants when they got Christmas trees out there, so they're giving those things away almost, and I'll make three trips to my car, but anyway.
For as much as I don't like the fall and winter seasons, I absolutely love mums and poinsettias.
Without a doubt, there you go.
We agree on both of those.
There's still a few things you can get some color in your yard. I know there's going to be a lot of fall displays set up here, coming up here pretty quickly. Get those mums out there, get yourself ready, and now we're inside of a minute here left to go, just a little over a minute. One thing that I do want to encourage everybody, you guys have these meetings. They are free. They're open to the public. Get out there. Be a part of the meeting. If you can't go out there to this one, maybe you can make it next month. But get out there. Be a part of these meetings. Just see what the Master Gardeners are doing.
Without a doubt. And if you have any questions, go to the county agent's office.
Oh, yes. We haven't just talked about him today.
Yeah, 425-2335, Brad Runcick. He would absolutely love to have
Yes.
him. He's a great, great asset to the community, very knowledgeable. And if you have any problems with something in your garden, go talk to him.
We're going to have to drag him in here for one of these visits.
That's a great
Absolutely.
Idea.
Absolutely.
That's a great
so we can
idea.
Do to bring him on over here, because I know he's involved a little bit indirectly and directly supporting your program. So,
well, we're under the auspices of the University of Arkansas, which he is as well. And he is our, for lack of a better word, our boss in the community.
I don't want to use that, but boss is sort of a shaky term on that
one. It is a little bit, but he's our guidance counselor, so to speak. So absolutely. Go visit with him.
Oh, yeah. We got 30 seconds left. Once again, I want to encourage folks to stop on by your website.
BaxterCountyMG.com.
You've got some stuff up there. You told the story during the break. You had one of your Master Gardeners hadn't heard us on the air before. She went up there and checked us out.
Absolutely, and she loved it. She was surprised. So, absolutely.
Well, she should have been
Tommy's on there. She's surprised it was good. Right?
She's surprised we were both.
Well, we have a good time here in the studio. So, do stop on by BaxterCountyMG.com. You can find all the information available right there. Tommy, Sia, we have used up our entire amount of time here for this morning. It's hard to believe how quickly an hour does go past. That music playing in my ears means that I'm supposed to tell all my listeners, you're listening to The Morning Show this morning. We have been brought to you by your friends over at AR Ship. We've had Tommy and Seal here in the studio. A wonderful time with our Master Gardeners here today. Hope you can check out that show at BaxterCountyMG.com. You can find a replay. As for me, I'm getting ready to slide on out the door, but I will be back with more tomorrow. Have yourselves a great day.
Thanks.